Sometimes your mind plays tricks. I'm sure I saw that cat over there. I could sure I've been living with that cat for several years. Where is the cat? Somebody's told me I never had one. Surely that can't be right. Your mind's playing tricks. It's like, not really, but that kind of thing. You can think of things in the past in a hazy way. What's that green thing? Sort of thing. Do you remember when we had that green thing? I don't remember a green thing. Well, what about when I was president of Lithuania? No, you've never been president of Lithuania, Steve. But I passed that law. You know that all Lithuanians had to wear red socks. You never passed one of those. Was I not the ambassador to Moldova first? I don't think you've ever been to Moldova. Sure I have. And that's the kind of thing that we have here. I wasn't either of those. You know, don't concern yourself. Don't go looking in Wikipedia or anything like that. Although there are other information situations available. You could go and look in a dictionary. You know, paper. Paper! Yes, that's old thing. This is about me remembering when I first saw Chromeo. And I think this would be, you know, electro-funk and electro-pop duo, Canadian duo. I think this was in 2007. And I think it was around the time of their album Fancy Footwork. You know the cover where they're both playing synths and the synths have shapely female legs attached? I don't like that cover. I really dislike it. However, I think I remember seeing a film at an art cinema in Manchester called, for those people who remember it, The Corner House. It's gone now. It's now called Home, and it's far more of an art centre rather than a independent cinema. Yeah, a lot of people like Home. Yeah. Anyway, each to their own. I remember seeing a film there and there being a documentary on before that film and it being about Chromeo. I could be wrong. But I think I remember it. And I love the album and I've loved their work since. And I think it's been getting... first of all, let me say that I think that as far as electro-funk goes and as far as that kind of poppy electro-funk went, they were the first band I really remember breaking through with this sound. Avowedly early 80s. And I think that what I consider has happened, even though I've enjoyed their music, is that a lot of people have joined them in that now quite crowded genre, and that they've never said, well, let's try something else. And they've also never said, we have a few gears to go up so we can write stuff that is head and shoulders above everybody else. So everyone's in the same sort of position. And what they've done on this album, and the clue is in the title, and it's called Adult Contemporary. So what you're not going to get is something that makes you think, whoa, blimey, that's a party record. This is more to do with, this is after the party. We've all got a nice balloon of brandy. Yeah, your balloon of brandy. And it's got insult, isn't it, you balloon? I like that. I'm trying to bring the phrase, shut your cake hole, back in. Shut your cake hole. It's very nice. And I'm going to keep trying that, obviously, on these podcasts and other times. Even if you don't like it, I'm going to try and do it. Because this is Steve Swift's Rambling Reviews, and I am Steve Swift, you see. So, Adult Contemporary, it's called. And what I think they've done is I think they have become more neo and bedroom soul than anything else. Now, I don't mind that at all. I quite like that sound. But a whole album of it, and there are 15 tracks here, I sometimes feel is too much. So, it's pleasant. I don't need a new girl. Open brackets, I don't need, close brackets, a new girl. It's kind of pumping neo soul. It's got an early 80s feel, as I said it would have, but it's pleasant rather than anything else. And it's followed by Got It Good, which is smooth soul, but that's really all. Some of this is mature, but doesn't have as much of a spark as I might like. However, that might just be me in early listens. I might really settle into this at different times of the day. In the evening, for instance, because I listen to this during the daytime when travelling. BTS it's mature, but I just wanted a bit more energy in it. It's got an insistent synth line, though, later on, and then they add some bongos. Just too late. I don't want bongos in the last 10 seconds. I wanted them in the first 10 seconds, and then I want them to continue throughout the song. In fact, throughout the album. In fact, throughout my listening life for music. That's basically it. Personal Effects smoothly does it. Personal Effects 2 is also called She Knows It. It's a bit perkier, but you've really got such smoothness here. Quite a lot of this is on casters. Not casters attached to women's legs, you know, as that Fancy Footwork cover. That wouldn't be good. Coda is better. It's codependent. Codependent, I think it is. It's got a pushier beat. We have those early 80s synths, which are scratchier and more sing-song. There's a synth bass, which I always love. There's not much to it, but what there is has more energy to it. They finish with, Words With You, probably the best thing here, because the itchy synth line and the clipped horns, whether they're real or synth, I don't know, but those clipped horns really work well. And I want to hear more of that, to be honest. I don't want to hear as much of Replacements, which is the final track here. They're singing it with LaRue. It's perky electropop. That is all it is. It's a bit faceless. And it's a shame because I really like Chromeo. And I wanted to hear more, something just to barge its way into it in front of you and say, listen to me, because there's so much out there. I'm the one, listen to me. I've struggled to get in front of you. I've struggled to get between your ears. You really need to listen to me, and I'll give you something to remember, because this is probably not something you will remember very much or go back to very much either. That's a real shame. Such a pity. But I won't stop listening to Chromeo, because I really happen to like their music. It's just this album might not feature very much. Adult contemporary, you see. Clue was in the title, wasn't it? Ta-ta.